And now the letters column from the Evening News. This week, football, flowers and food are among the topics concerning the readers. The cost and disruption caused by our City Council installing the cycleways has received a large amount of comment these past few months. Brian Winchester of Honingham feels it's not value for money, and he writes, I have noted the recent correspondence concerning cyclists, their supporters and detractors. So during an infrequent visit to Norwich City Centre, I was interested to see the hordes of cyclists that the council was spending thousands on for their protection. I saw three cyclists during my drive into Norwich and on my return journey. They were all riding their cycles competently, except for the two who rode straight through red traffic lights, including the lights going out of the city along Newmarket Road beyond the Ring Road. One cyclist was studiously avoiding the nice cycleway which had been provided for him at vast expense by our benevolent council.
Continuing with cyclists, Norwich reader Valley Jules raises a more important point. About the article about cyclists on the streets, she says, I encounter cyclists on the city streets on a daily basis. Many have no regard for pedestrians and are a danger. They cycle in areas where cycling is not legal and will hurl verbal abuse if challenged. I have two friends I regularly meet who are disabled. One has a visual impairment and cannot often see the cyclists coming. One had a stroke and uses a walking stick and cannot move out of the way quickly. I asked a female cyclist riding towards City College on the pavement while on her mobile phone to move onto the road. She ignored me. I would restrict cyclists to cycle lanes before a serious injury occurs.
Being 20 years since the death of Princess Diana, reader Pat Westley of Hemnall has noticed a trend. And she writes, I agree with your correspondent Steve Masterson, Evening News, August the 29th, about the public grief syndrome. It seems to have grown in the last 20 years. Surely the thousands of pounds and more being spent over the years on flowers by people with no connection whatsoever to the people they are commemorating would have done much more good if it had been donated to charity. Think how much help would have been given to Diana's favourite charities by donating all that flower money 20 years ago. Much better than piling thousands of bouquets on top of each other. And now last week it happened again. In a similar vein, when a tragedy of any kind happens, surely donating flower money to a fund for surviving family members would make more sense than heaping flowers at the site. I love flowers as much as anyone, but enough is enough.
It is quite common for those who work in offices to have a meal break at their desk. Extending this practice to other locations does not meet with the approval of John Cotterill of Plumstead, who writes, I would be interested to hear from other readers as to whether they have had any issues or problems while visiting the Norwich Forum Library recently. I have, until recently, always found going to the library an enjoyable and peaceful experience. For example, last week I visited the library and had the misfortune of sitting next to an individual who decided to bring a three-course meal, which he consumed while looking at his computer screen. It was like sitting in a restaurant as opposed to being in a library. Gone are the days when the library used to be a place of silence. He even brought along with him his own salt and pepper and cutlery. For the reader's information, he had cheese and crackers, very suitable for eating in a library, followed by a main course of tuna and salad, finished off with a strawberry yoghurt. The noise levels increased when he was eating the yoghurt, as he took ages scrapping the bottom of the carton with his spoon, extracting every last bit. In between various noisy bodily functions and roars of false laughter, the silence was shattered by a group of teenagers on the adjoining table, swearing and giggling loudly while staring at their mobile phones. Why was it necessary for the whole library to hear what Tracy'd put on her Facebook? The whole experience turned out to be an absolute nightmare. Why do people think it acceptable to be so noisy? May I suggest a large sign should be put up at the entrance stating that swearing will not be tolerated and food should not be consumed at the computers? Where has it all gone so wrong?
Anyway, you're probably getting a bit tired of letters regarding yoghurt, bodily functions and Tracy's Facebook page, so we're going to end this week with the inevitable letter concerning Norwich City Football Club. This week from Stuart Paston. And Stuart writes, Roger Haywood, in his letter of September the 1st, forensically analysed what is wrong with Norwich City Football Club and suggested that they need a new nickname because the Canaries is too negative and makes us a laughingstock. Of course, this soft image wasn't a handicap in the days of Paul Lambert, Dave Stringer, Ken Brown, etc. But if a new, more fearsome nickname is required to address current problems, I would like to propose that the club rebrands itself as the Clowns. Not too much frightens people more these days than a funny man with a painted smiley face. This has the real scare factor. And if the players entered into the spirit by wearing clown masks, I'm sure results would rapidly improve as unnerved opponents gifted us 3 points.